Y'all, we have reached 20 episodes. Woo! And to celebrate this momentous, I'm going to share the advice I received from my 81-year-old great aunt Susie. Y'all, this lady is the life of the party, and honestly, whenever we get together, we chat like little old hens. Her advice is sound, and this one particular time, her advice was divine intervention. So if you're eager to hear, tune in, take note, and get ready. Whether knowingly or unknowingly, is the trauma you've experienced holding you captive? Or you're struggling with confidence in your identity in Christ? Or are you tired of being the superhero in everyone else's life except your own? Then sis, this podcast is for you. Here on Boundaries for Believers, you will find practical solutions that free from self-sabotage, your inner critic, and that drama that you volunteered yourself to be in. Hey, beloveds, I'm your host, Zipporah Adetolowa, a believer, wife, social worker, and a lover of all things old Hollywood. As a recovering people pleaser and former woe is me candidate, I've been there, you're not alone, and I'm on this journey with you. With that being said, grab your mug for that coffee or tea, or if you're feeling inclined for some wine, let's cheers on three. And I want to remind y'all about the newsletter that is live and active, and I want you to know that I respect your boundaries as much as I respect my boundaries. So this will be once a month goodies dropped into your inbox the first Wednesday of the month. So you want to make sure you check that out, because exclusives will be shared there, good feeling stories that I don't always share on the pod, and just another way that we can form community through that side of the web. So you want to make sure that you sign up in the link in the show notes. And also, on that same thread, we have our upcoming, y'all, it's actually going to be like next week, the book club. Yes, y'all, the book club that will be the first virtual gathering. I want to see y'all's lovely faces so we can get to know one another more, connect, laugh, and just bond over a really dope book, y'all. So I want to make sure that you check out the book. And since you are, you know, trailing along here, the book is Dr. Anita's Garden Within, and it's such an impactful read, and we're going to be, you know, chopping it up there. So bring your wine, bring your popcorn, and just bring your heart that is ready to chit-chat and connect with like-minded ladies. So to sign up, you want to make sure you check out the link in the show notes. Okay, now let's get back to this episode. So yeah, y'all, my great aunt Susie, she is thriving and kicking, y'all, 81 and just sharp in her wisdom and her sassiness and her humor. And she's truly, honestly, one of my favorite relatives. Don't tell nobody, but this is honestly true. And I recall a few years back when I was going through such a hard time with one of my first relationships, and if you know, you know, as in the crazy limbo of emotions, the up and down, just, you know, honestly, a relationship that is filled with soul ties that I needed to let go of. And if you have experienced, you know, relationships that did not serve you and relationships that you knew were not beneficial, but more like to your detriment, and you were seeing all the signs but the obvious ones. So this scenario was pretty interesting because I didn't tell my lovely Aunt Susie about what was happening personally. We just happened to hop on one of our, you know, casual chats and just to check in. And this was a day that she said all the right things. And just to give a little bit insight about my great Aunt Susie, she is one that has a green thumb. She loves gardening. She loves getting her hands dirty and just really tending to the flowers in her garden. So it's not out of the norm that she mentions flowers and how she does her upkeep and just, you know, spruce things around her house with a plant or two. And this particular day, she mentioned about how life can be somewhat of like a flower. And sometimes you have to pluck the dead ones to make room to grow. Y'all, did y'all catch that? Did y'all catch what I just shared? I'm going to say it again, what she mentioned to me. She said, sometimes you have to pluck the dead ones to make room to grow. At that very moment, I didn't realize that was advice I needed. That was advice I needed to let go of just the relationship that I knew I was not supposed to be in. And I knew that it was a hard scenario to let go of. And so the advice that she shared, even though she didn't share, you know, I didn't provide details of what was happening, but just that insight alone, that there will be seasons in life where you know that maybe a job, or you know that maybe it is a relationship, or you know that, you know, particular friends is no longer a friend, but you stay too long. You overstay, or as my mom would say, you overstayed your welcome. And then there's consequences that take place emotionally, mentally. Your spirit just dries out a bit because you know that this is not the place or the season that you're meant to be in, but you stay a little bit longer because of comfort, because of familiarity, maybe it's fear, and that drags itself out. So the advice that she gave me, my great aunt Susie, about plucking the dead ones to make room to grow, that honestly makes sense because in the realms of flowers and planting, whenever you pluck a dead leaf, when there's like, you know, a green nurturing plant, the dead leaves are there to remind you that this is not where the soil is reaching. This is not where the nutrients are reaching. And no matter how much water, how much sunlight, how much, you know, rich soil is there, it's still not growing. And why is that? You got to pluck it. You got to pluck it so new life, new things can bud from it, and that new opportunities, more growth can appear. And it may be uncomfortable. The pruning is not always fun, but it may be needed. And so I just wanted to share and just hop on here just to share this brief advice, just to pass it along based on what was shared to me those years ago and how it really just stirred me up to have a different perspective. And not just in that season, but having that perspective in any aspect or any scenario, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's a friendship that I outgrown, I have to be honest within myself and say, you know what? What does pruning look like in this season of my life? What dead leaves are still there that I need to pluck to make room to grow for new life, for new budding, for growth, for opportunities? What is that? And bringing this more to light about boundaries, this is protecting our soil. This is protecting our mental, emotional, and well-being. What exactly do we need to ensure to protect our boundaries? Because we can't have anyone to have access to us, whether it's that neighborhood gossip or that family drama or that toxic work environment. There has to be a level of awareness that we need to be honest with ourselves about. So I pose the question to you, to cultivate healthy boundaries, what do you need to pluck in your life to make room to grow? Okay, beloved, that is it for today's episode, and I'm so happy that you stayed for the journey. It was brief, it was quick, but it was a matter of what can you check in for this spring season, okay? And perhaps one of these days I bring Martin and Susie along to have a live conversation because she is quite the life of the party. I kid you not, okay? And as a reminder, y'all, the newsletter is one that you don't want to miss. So be sure to check that out in the link in the show notes. And when it comes down to this book club, come on, y'all. Like, I am eager to connect and chat with y'all over there on that side of the web. So make sure you sign up because slots are filling quickly. The link is in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in today. Whether this episode lightened your load, pulled on those heartstrings, or reinforced those boundaries, then sis, I'd love if you were to share this with a friend or left a written review on Apple Podcast. But if you want to continue this conversation with my trauma-informed life coaching services, then I invite you to check out the link in the show notes so I can best support you. In the meantime, follow us on Instagram at Boundaries for Believers. And see you next time, beloveds. Be blessed, be real, and go out there and redefine your boundaries.